and a waterproofing quality not found in any competitive product. Handy Mix Cement at Amherst Farmer Supply in the old B&M Freight Yards.
It's 26 minutes before 9 o'clock in the morning. Let's look for a genius. We've got a nice reward in the form of a genius certificate, one of our valuable certificates, suitably engraved, and a creamy freeze from Baskin-Robbins. A creamy freeze is a chilling drink. It's made from Baskin-Robbins sherbets and ices, comes in a choice of flavors, with a scoop of vanilla ice cream. 24 big ounces of coolness for a hot summer day. I got several numbers for you to call if you know the answer. 256-6794 in Northampton, 586-0818, and in Greenfield, 772-6183. Question for you today, an event, a famous event. It occurred at Griffin's Wharf. The ships involved were Beaver, Dartmouth, and Eleanor. What was the event? Think you know, give us a call. Have our genius. No more calls, please.
Coming red, don't fly away, fly away. Coming red, don't fly away, fly away. If you come down in the fragrance, I love to kill or die. I just love and love and love you. I don't even know the reason why. Coming red, don't fly away, fly away. Coming red, don't fly away, fly away. The sweetness of the nectar is drawn me like a fly. I just love it, love it, love you. I don't even know the reason why. Coming red, don't fly away, fly away. Thank you.
That's Seals and Crofts at 20 minutes before 9 o'clock in the morning. And we've done it again. Turned up Genius in the Pioneer Valley. And we're going to send out a nifty Genius certificate, a tip of the hat, and a certificate for a creamy freeze from Baskin-Robbins on Main Street in Amherst of the Hampshire Mall to Susan Gomberg, who lives at 691 Northeast Street in Amherst, and who is extremely pleased, her husband having won a week or so ago after months of fruitless dialing. They're in and going now, and even Stephen, Susan Gomberg, knew. We asked the question about an event that occurred at Griffin's Wharf involving three ships, Beaver, Dartmouth, and Eleanor. What was the event? Susan Gomberg knew it was the Boston Tea Party. Interesting that I asked that question on the 14th of April in 1978 and asked only the names of the ships what the event was. Got no answers. Today, Griffin's Wharf apparently was the clue that put it over. But anyway, not to take away from Susan Gomberg's genius efforts this morning. Nice going, Susan. Stuff will be out in the mail to her, and we'll look for a genius again a little later on.
When it comes time to sell your used car, how do you decide what it's really worth? Let Pages Chevrolet in Amherst conduct a three-way used car evaluation to help you decide a fair price. Pages Mechanics will perform a mechanical check on your used car or light-duty truck. The sales manager will appraise your vehicle for you, and Pages will help you with the paperwork involved in selling a used car. Before you sell your used car, make an appointment with Pages Chevrolet, Dickinson Street in Amherst, for their three-way used car evaluation.
You don't have to be moving somewhere to take advantage of Gleason Brothers' excellent storage facilities. If you need storage space for a few weeks or a few months, call Gleason Brothers in Northampton for rates and information. Their storage containers provide 250 cubic feet of... You can pack it yourself or let Gleason Brothers do it for you. Insurance is available, and their modern sprinkler-protected warehouse assures safe, dry storage. Gleason Brothers Movers, 7 Pearl Street in Northampton, telephone 584-6413.
This is FS for MS. You know, I've cut a lot of records, sung a lot of songs in my time. The last of the saloon singers, you might say. But of all the songs, that one is special to me. I like the way the lyrics tell of a show of guts and courage in a man. The Impossible Dream happens to be the unofficial theme song of the thousands of people with MS, multiple sclerosis, the awful crippler of young adults. Now, MS can strike just when you're starting to live. So we, you and me, we can help them beat their unbeatable foe, MS, by chipping in to pay for research to find a cure. And in the meantime, help buy a wheelchair or whatever until their impossible dream can come true. So when an MS volunteer knocks on your front door, maybe you'll remember the words I'm trying to say here. Because without music, it's a little tough for a saloon singer to tell it right. Thank you, and God bless.
This message brought to you by the National Multiple Sclerosis Society.
Good morning. This is Alice Novak, secretary at the East Hampton Savings Bank, and these are today's headlines and the weather presented by the East Hampton Savings Bank.
The Republican Platform Committee meets in Detroit today to hear from GOP officials and to put the finishing touches on the party document. Whether or not to back the ERA is going to be a main point of contention. Marathon contract talks in Detroit continue with the aim of settling a municipal employees' strike. A police dispatcher says a woman died early today when a gun battle between blacks and whites broke out in an apartment complex in North Carolina, and an influential member of Iran's parliament was added to the calls for a trial of the American hostages. He says they should face a court similar to the Nuremberg court that tried Nazi war criminals. We'll look at these and other stories at 9, the weather next.
Looking for a better loan to enjoy a better home? Well, this is the perfect time to put those ideas and plans into action, to turn your home into the dream house you've wanted it to be. Right now, take advantage of the good weather and the special sales and promotions on home improvement materials. At East Hampton Savings Bank, they'll show you the way to improve your home without destroying your budget. Are you outgrowing your present home? A move doesn't have to be the only answer. A home improvement loan from East Hampton Savings could help you build an addition, finish off an attic or basement, enclose a breezeway, or convert a garage into living space. How about a pool? A vacation at home lasts much longer than a week or two away. Is it time for painting? Inside or out? Floor covering, landscaping, a garage, an added dormer to enlarge the second floor, Whatever the reason, come in and talk it over. An East Hampton Savings Bank home improvement loan can do wonders and at a rate you can afford. East Hampton Savings Bank is an equal housing lender.
68 degrees right now, sunny today, cloudiness increasing tonight, cloudiness tomorrow, chance of a few showers or thunderstorms, chance of rain near zero today, 20% tonight, 50% on Tuesday, westerly winds around 10 miles per hour today. Right now, 68 degrees.
And in the sports report, Tony Perez calls himself a born-again batter. He had himself a pretty good day along with Carlton Fisk yesterday. They combined to drive in five runs, and the Red Sox beat Baltimore by a score of 6-4. Perez leads the American League in RBIs, 64 of them. Dennis Eckersley is 5-6 now. He picked up the win with some help from Tom Bergmeier and then Bob Stanley to get the final out. Sox took 3 out of 4 in Baltimore. The Detroit Tigers beat the Toronto Blue Jays 7-5. Richie Hebner with hot hitting for Detroit, knocked in 3 runs and then scored the game winner. Chicago's Steve Trout had himself a 5-hitter as the White Sox blanked Oakland 2-0 in the first game of a doubleheader. And then the Sox took the nightcap 5-4 as Greg Pryor pinch hit a 2-out, 2-run home run in the bottom of the ninth. In Cleveland, another pinch hit homer won the game. Gary Alexander hit a 3-run wallop in the sixth inning to break a 2-all tie. Indians beat the Yankees 5-3, so the Sox picked up a full game just before the All-Star break. It was Seattle over Kansas City 5-3, and the Minnesota Twins downed the Texas Rangers 4-1. California's Ed Halecki pitched two-hit ball for 8 1/3 innings, and the Angels went on to blank Milwaukee 2-0. A 20-inning affair between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs, and it was won by the Pirates finally, 5-4, the longest game in the majors this season. Philadelphia's Steve Carlton became baseball's all-time left-handed strikeout king when Tony Scott of St. Louis whiffed in the fourth inning yesterday. That was Carlton's 2,833rd career strikeout. Carlton fanned 7 Cardinals in all in the Phillies' 8-3 victory. Gary Carter hit a 2-run single to key a 5-run Montreal 10th inning, and the Expos topped the Mets 9-4. Houston's Joe Niekro pitched all but the final out, holding Cincinnati to 6 hits. The Astros dumped the Reds 3-2. It was Atlanta over San Diego 6-5, and Willie McCovey made his last appearance yesterday as an active player, and he made it one to remember at the plate. His sacrifice fly in the 8th inning helped the Giants on their way to a 10-inning, 7-4 win over the Dodgers. More sports in a minute.
When you're in the market for brakes, mufflers, shocks, or tires, the place to go is Bach Tire Company on Damon Road in Northampton. You'll like the friendly, courteous service, and most problems will be handled in one day, or even while you wait. And if you do wait for the work to be done, you can relax with a cup of fresh brewed coffee. Bach Tire carries Million Mile Mufflers, Monroe Shocks, and a whole line of tires. Goodyear, Pirelli, Delta, Summit, and Yokohama tires. And at Bach Tire, they have the facilities to get the work done. There are 6 bays up front for automobile work, and they also have truck bays for repair and in-work on trucks. A Bach Tire doesn't do engine or body work, just brakes, mufflers, shocks, and tires. They've decided to concentrate their energies on these areas, and they absolutely guarantee the work they do. If anything's not right or you're not completely satisfied, just bring it back. Bach Tire Company, Damon Road in Northampton, open till 5 daily from 8 to noon on Saturday.
Scott Simpson was the 77 and 78 NCAA champion and came into the pros last year, didn't have a win until yesterday. And what a win. The Western Open Golf Tournament, a 5-stroke victory. He had a 7-under 281 total, and the closest anybody was to him was 2-under. And yesterday's 281 was a record for the Open at the Oak Brook, Illinois course. Not only a tough golf course, but also not in very good shape as a result of a blight on the greens. He picked up $54,000 and got himself a berth in the Masters Tournament and in the World Series of Golf. Amy Alcott won at Noblesville, Indiana, 3-under par 69 yesterday, 72-hole total of 275, 13-under par.